It triggered a massive international incident when 15 British sailors and Marines were seized by Iranian forces in the Gulf, then held for almost 2 weeks. At the time, the British government insisted strenuously that the Navy patrol had been inside Iraqi territorial waters. But now a Ministry of Defence document released under the Freedom of Information Act makes clear that they were actually in disputed waters. The memo says a notional borderline had been drawn up by the Americans, except no one had told the Iranians where it was. MPs are calling it a national embarrassment. Our diplomatic correspondent Jonathan Rugman reports.
It was a major diplomatic incident, one which could have sparked conflict. 15 British sailors and Marines captured by Iranian Revolutionary Guards last March and then paraded on television before they were eventually released. From the beginning, the Ministry of Defence insisted the incident took place in Iraqi territorial waters and that the Iranians had crossed the border.
HMS Cornwall with her boarding party was about her legal business in Iraqi territorial waters under a United Nations Security Council resolution and with the explicit approval of the Iraqi government.
The fact is, it is absolutely clear that they were taken in Iraqi waters. They are in Iraqi waters with the United Nations mandate, with full United Nations permission, and the taking of them was wrong.
But the MOD has never revealed the precise location of the incident and still refuses to do so. What's more, this internal MOD report to the Chief of the Defence Staff, first released to the Times newspaper and now to us, suggests that the location was in dispute. A line in bold says the main issues contributing to the incident are assessed as being, then the document's been blanked out. But it goes on to say, the absence of an internationally agreed delineation of territorial waters. What's more, under the headline, Why the Incident Occurred, the report says that Royal Navy patrols used a notional boundary line created by the Americans, and they never told the Iranians what this boundary was.
While it may be assumed that the Iranians must be aware of some form of operational boundary, the exact coordinates of the op line have not been published to Iran.
Defence Secretary Des Brown repeatedly told the House of Commons that the capture took place in Iraqi waters, and when Channel 4 News reported at the time that the border beyond the Shatt al-Arab waterway was in dispute,
the waters south of the river mouth here have never been defined by treaty.
The MOD told us we were wrong. A Commons inquiry has already described this affair as a national embarrassment, not least because the MOD allowed the sailors to sell their stories. But now a member of that inquiry is suggesting that it should be reopened because he says it wasn't told the entire truth.
I'm a member of a select committee and I'm going to be examining or re-examining our report with a view to reopening it if necessary, or at least getting clarification from the government about why it was that the Defence Secretary was giving categoric statements to the House of Commons saying that these boats were indisputably in Iraqi waters, when in fact it wasn't quite as clear as that and there were doubts about the status of the border.
The sailors involved believed they were in Iraqi waters, and tonight the Ministry of Defence insisted that this was the case. Even the Iranians never disputed that the coordinates given by the UK for the incident were firmly inside Iraqi territorial waters, their statement said. That's why they were instead compelled to make up alternative coordinates for the position of the incident. The Iranian embassy still insists the incident was on their side of the border.
This map shows that the sailors were arrested in the Iranian territorial waters, and this map is printed from the British boat's GPS, and this is the first time that we are showing this map to you.
Even if the Ministry of Defence published its coordinates, this dispute would almost certainly remain unresolved.